This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy!
It is a Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry, and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
All right, so here, we'll split the mic. Work. And make sure when you guys are talking into it, like you're like talking into it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, do that lean. Mm-hmm. And we have the team from Ear to Ground here, Chris and Evan. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves. But thank you guys for coming up. Like,
thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Please, like, you know, same thing. Like, give us an idea of, like, where this started for you, like, how this came together, all
sure.
These things.
So, Chris Lindsay, Ear to Ground. I was interning at a music management company by the name of The Movement. In like,
yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah, yeah,
so
I do.
This is like 2009, 2010. They were managing Million Dollar Mano,
yeah,
Holt,
mm-hmm.
Heber Brantley. So got into that and really got more into the technology side of how music marketing was happening. There was a company inside of The Movement that was being incubated called Eyes and Ears.
Yeah, which ended up going on to become
Uprising Creative.
Yeah, or absorbed into Uprising Creative. Yeah.
So, like, working around them, seeing how technology was being used with music, like, that was super interesting to me. Started, like, taking classes with, like, Topspin and, like, more direct-to-fan marketing stuff.
Yeah. Man, I remember that, like, Topspin era where, like, would give your email address, you'd get a song download.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I was doing that, and then was really big into house music, still am very much into house music, and became really good friends with Gene Ferris. Lights down.
Lights went down, man.
So,
like,
right.
That's the fun of live streaming. It's like sometimes a mic doesn't work, sometimes the lights go off, and you're just like, well, this is happening in real time.
Well, we just wanted to make it a little bit sexier than the
right.
first two guests. So,
this is like the quiet storm of Dynasty Podcasts.
So I worked with Gene Ferris and Ferris World Records for like 2 years.
That's awesome.
And then kind of got out of the music space and was doing stuff in more nightlife. I started a company called Liquor Lab. Mm-hmm. We did like pop-up mixology events around Chicago. And then kind of got back into what we're doing today, which is providing a technology platform for artists so that they can kind of like own their audience and own their independence, while also providing a lot of media and film and photography around them to kind of like get their brand out there.
So is that Ear to Ground? Is that like...
We are a technology company. But
okay.
We have media company tendencies.
Right. Because, and I didn't even know all that. Like, I thought you guys were just... And we'll dig
sure,
into this,
yeah.
But like, I want Evan to be able to
yeah.
speak to his role
sure,
as well.
Sure. So yeah, I'm Evan Brown, and my role for Ear to Ground, well, I moved to Chicago for Ear to Ground. I'm from Springfield, Illinois, actually, which... You guys probably went to, like, on a field trip one time.
Right.
Like an Abe Lincoln field trip, yeah.
Right, we're just like, uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh,
very boring.
Right.
Yeah, so obviously I had to get out of there. Much love to Springfield, but moved to Chicago to start this idea with Chris. He needed someone to kind of head up the media side of what we wanted to do with Ear to Ground. And I was a young, fledgling photographer, so we kind of just united then. This is three and a half years ago.
Yeah.
So then about 2.5-3 years ago, I moved here and have been heading up like the media side of what we do since then. So all the video, photo.
And
stuff.
How did you guys first connect?
We met working in a bar together, actually. I was dating a girl who was a marketing manager at a bar in Boys Town. And Chris was a bartender there. And I was in there editing photos like before the bar opened. I was listening to Toro y Moi, and Chris is a big Toro fan. And he was like, "You playing that Toro y Moi?" And then we've basically been good friends ever since. So
it was just that, like, it was that
yeah.
stepbrothers, like, did we just become best friends?
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Through
so
music.
Many
yeah.
So many activities.
Yeah. We've been doing activities ever since.
Right.
So, and like at the same time, myself and another friend of mine, Cedric, he was working the door at that bar, and we started doing house parties at Lacuna Lofts. We did
right.
like three that summer and asked Evan to shoot.
There was kind of a minute where Lacuna was just like throwing parties
yeah.
nonstop.
For
yeah,
sure.
I feel like they like slowed on that.
Yeah, I mean, like we had Function One on the rooftop. That
right.
might have been a reason why they slowed on that, because like Cacciatore was not super happy about
that rooftop is like killer, though.
Yeah. Great view.
The
probably
view
like
is
the
just
best
unreal.
View in the city.
Totally.
And we were just banging house music. But Yeah.
So you've got the site now, Ear to Ground Media. How did that conversation go where you guys decided that, like, after you've met, you're like, we should form this company, we should form this site that does all these services?
The name Ear to Ground, actually, I had for several years before that. I was reading a lot of Seth Godin and Tribes and kind of, like, came up with the name out of that. And that was originally, it was just going to be, like, a DJ management company. And then it kind of, like, grew into more types of artists and content and an online video channel.
So now Ear to Ground, you know, I think what I've seen a lot from you guys has been, like, this great video work, you know, where you guys are producing, you know, video interviews or video recaps, things like that. Like, talk about that component of your strategy and the site.
That's definitely on purpose. Like, we really wanted to lead with the video stuff because it's, like, very easy to kind of, like, digest, and it's great content, and it builds the brand. It can go far and wide a lot more so than having a conversation around technology. But at our core, we are a technology platform. A lot of people don't know this. Rapper Radio is built on Ear to Ground's platform.
And that's Chance the Rapper's radio campaign.
Correct.
Service, which, you know, again, it's like I've been talking about radio a lot tonight, but it's like as an old school radio ad, it's like it's heartening to see, and it's also a little bit like I recognize that challenge because it's hard for Chicago, it's hard for unsigned artists, even at Chance's level sometimes, to get on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Radio is just like probably one of the most difficult platforms to break into.
It's payola, right?
Yeah, and it's like, and not even just payola, like, but it's just all these things where it's like, there's only so many spins in an hour, and if you're a heritage station, like a rock station, those spins might be just taken up by, like, Sublime, into Red Hot Chili Peppers, into Nirvana, into the Beastie Boys, and it's like, and look, I'm not trying to, like, come at alternative radio. I come from alternative radio. I love alternative radio, but it is also the thing where you're like, man, I don't know if we need to hear, like, Paul Revere by the Beastie Boys for, like, 40 years in regular rotation, you know? And it's not even, like, that different in, like, other stations. Like, you know, Top 40 is less heritage spins, but it's still just like the same 14 songs at most. Right now it's like Shawn Mendes and like and whoever, but that changes every year because they switch out 80% of those artists over a year. And so the long and short of this is it's very hard for independent artists to break into that space. Like sometimes they can get in that like overnight spot, but that like 5:30, 6 p.m., 7 p.m. kind of space, that is like, that's like Ocean's 11 type shit to break into.
Yeah.
That's like Nick Cage has got to come up with a plan to break into that.
Which is why it was so genius on his team's part to come up with that concept. I mean, we really just like facilitated it from a technology standpoint, but like 100% their concept. And they've had several iterations of that landing page now. I think All Night was on there.
Right.
They did some stuff with Linkin Park.
And I heard All Night a few times on like Kiss FM.
Sure.
Yeah, which I was stoked about.
Yeah,
because that song's a jam.
Yeah, and it would not have happened otherwise. I don't think.
The Justin Bieber song, the Justin Bieber, DJ Khaled song was like first number one song.
Yeah, is that the One?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd like to think we played a small part in that.
Minuscule role.
Yeah.
So like when you're putting together a service like that, and somebody comes to you and they says, "Hey, for example, let's create a radio campaign software. Or let's create a radio campaign strategy." Like, do you say like, "Well, we haven't necessarily done radio before," or do you say like, "Sure, let's"? The answer is yes, and now we'll make it happen.
Right. Yes, and how the, you know,
right. Yes, yeah. Right.
How the fuck do you pull this off? But like, our platform is pretty robust, so like, there's not much that gets thrown at us that we don't have kind of like 80% of it already there.
Right.
And it's just that next 20% as far as like design, and maybe there's a few other development things that we have to build out. This was actually very easy. It's just a landing page with like some Twitter API integrations.
Sorry, I always love this, and this is something that a lot of creative people do when they go, "It's actually pretty easy." And then they list all the things that to people who don't know how to do that, they're like, "Huh?"
Sure.
But, like, someone will always be like, "Oh, yeah, of course I made that VR program. It's pretty easy." And you're like, "No, it's not, man. It's just easy for you because you know how to do it."
Sure, yeah.
But I love that because, like, it means you're passionate about your work, and it's like you've dug into it. And for you, you're just like, "Oh, yeah, of course. Of course I know how to do that."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then anybody else who doesn't, they'd be like, That doesn't sound easy.
I mean, it wasn't easy. I guess technically it wasn't that involved. But it was achievable. It was achievable, and it was hella fucking stressful.
Actually, in retrospect, it was not easy.
I think the first time it crashed, like, we overloaded the servers.
Sure.
And then, like, now we just run it on, like, 10 different, we can scale up to 10 different servers, particularly for the Justin Bieber, DJ Khaled thing. It was like, that cannot
crash. What, that level?
Yeah. So it's just like, all right, our Azure account is like really expensive right now. So
you're not just doing the Silicon Valley like season three thing where there's like 10 servers in the garage with the fan. Yeah. And like,
what was that even called?
Yeah. What are some other services that people have come to you guys with, like outside of the Rapper Radio, like where it's like, hey, from the tech end, can you do this campaign? Can you set up this strategy? Can you set up this service?
We're doing some interesting stuff with ticketing.
Okay.
We're like kind of super in the early stages around, but it's like a closed ticketing system.
Yeah.
And there's another.
Well, in the ticketing world, I just feel like it's getting really interesting. Cause, like, isn't Amazon in the ticketing world now, or am I making that up? Or is it just, it seems like that would happen?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of players in the ticketing space, but I don't think any of them are really trying to solve one of the problems around the artist kind of like not benefiting in the upside of the resale market.
Well, sure, yeah, because anytime somebody like great comes to town, like a Weeknd, Beyonce, whoever, it's like, and those are just examples, but this happens almost all the time, for any desired ticket, X amount of those, X percent is scalpers.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And it's like, sure, if you're like, you know, connected in music or whatever, if you can write a review, you can take photos, maybe you have a 50% chance of like landing in there. But if you're some 13-year-old kid in the suburbs who's never gotten to see their favorite artist, you have no chance.
You're getting taxed.
Or you can text to win, or you can spend, like, you know, $700 to get, like, a decent seat. And it's like, that's a failed system.
And the artist benefits not at all.
And, yeah, the artist doesn't get any of that resale. Yeah,
that's the main problem.
Right. So, working on some stuff around that, doing some interesting things around merch and splitting payments, just trying to, like, pick apart little pain points within the industry with technology in a cool and interesting way.
Now, with what you guys are doing, because again, I didn't know about all this. Like, when I booked you guys, I was going to talk about, like, oh, you're like creating these awesome interviews on video, which again is great.
Like, that's on purpose because, like, we can't, like, we want to provide a very, like, hands-on service for the artists that we do work with. We don't want to, like, necessarily open it up for everybody just yet.
Sure.
Until it's, like, super easy for people to just like sign up and use on their own. But right now it's like there's so much there that we do a lot of hand holding and work.
So it really is kind of on purpose that stuff is not front and center on the site, that people think Ear to Ground is primarily like
content.
I don't want to say another content site, but it is a content site.
Yeah, definitely.
But this is really interesting. So like, do you guys see getting to a point, whether it's this year, next year, whatever the timetable is, where like the conversation shifts and instead of being like, oh, check out our interview on our site with so-and-so, it's, hey, sign up for our API and develop X.
Definitely. I think once we have enough kind of like case studies and proof of working with pretty big or successful artists that we can say, we did this for them and you can do this too, or we can do this for you, that like that's when it'll shift.
Yeah.
But right now, the content is just so much easier for people to like get into.
Right.
And it's
easy to wrap their head around.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think more people know Evan and his video work than, and him being associated with Ear to Ground than me. Yeah. Like,
and I want to do one more question about this tech side, and then I really want to open it up to Evan and talk about the video side. So, like, you know, going forward, when you do hit that point where that's a little bit more of the front and center conversation, do you see this being something where there are tools accessible to artists who might not be at that chance, you know, Justin Bieber level,
definitely,
where they can utilize some of these tools for their own benefit?
100%. And that's why we want to kind of work in this curated fashion so that it is super easy for people like that. We want to power an artist's independence with technology. That's like our mission. And we're just making sure that that's at a level where it's like very easy to do that.
I love that. So now let's talk about the content side. And Evan, let's roll the mic to you. We normally have a mic for each person, but tonight, for whatever reason, one of the mics was just not delivering sound to the stream, and that's what happens with a live stream. It's live.
Sharing is caring. So,
sharing is caring. Yeah. So bring us into the editorial content side of things, because, you know, you guys have done great video work, great interview features with a lot of great Chicago talent.
Yeah. So
let's move that a little.
Yeah. Sorry. So when Chris wanted to start this company, I was already very involved in music, in the music industry. So a lot of friends were musicians from before I even was a photographer, or videographer. So it was very natural for me to just kind of like transition into doing this with our company. And yeah, I've kind of become like the public face of our company, and because that's what the video is,
right?
And people,
and I think you have a outspoken social personality.
Yeah,
on
I definitely
media.
Have an outspoken social personality. I've tried to rein that in a little bit.
I'm not shading you, man.
No,
I'm not saying
no,
that's like
cool.
a bad thing.
No.
I'm just saying like I think you're somebody who like has a voice online,
yeah,
and like
definitely.
people recognize that.
Yeah, definitely. I try to have a voice. Yeah, we won't talk about all that right now, but it's important to, you know, be vocal about
sure.
things you care about. But yeah, I'm definitely out here. You can see me at a lot of shows and events. I'm out
right.
and about.
We all ran into each other at a gallery thing that the young Chicago authors, Kevin Coble,
yeah,
people
Kevin
were Natara throwing.
And Miguel.
Right.
Together, yeah.
And Pilsen. So yeah,
Root
you guys
Word
are
gallery.
Definitely out there.
I don't know if the pictures are still up, but I think they are. So check that out, Root Word Gallery.
Yeah,
so I'm everywhere. I try to be everywhere. And I work with like a pretty good little team of other shooters, editors, animators.
Well, because it's a lot. And even just being everywhere is a lot of work.
It
That's
is.
That's a full-time job.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it is a full-time job. So this is what I've been doing all the time for years now. And the first year and a half I moved here, it was just kind of a slow build, a fast build, really. And just kind of expanded on my network that I already had here, and got more involved in the music stuff, and just kind of like let people know like we're doing this thing. And then the past year and a half, we've just kind of been full speed going, about a year really. I'm enjoying seeing all that Chicago has to offer and documenting it, and kind of like communicating what people are doing in a cool visual way.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what's on deck from the editorial side? Like, what's coming up? Like, are there new features dropping? Any of that?
So yeah. Right.
What's
now,
the new heat?
So when we first launched our website, which kind of like we opened the doors for business, so to speak,
sure.
Which was 6 months ago, less, like 3 or 4 months ago, really. 4 or 5, somewhere in there. A few months ago, we kind of had a lot of stuff we had built up. And since then, we've kind of rethought the content strategy. So we've been piling up again, releasing some things here and there over the past month or two. But we have a piece, my friend Langston Alston is a super talented illustrator painter from New Orleans. He's actually from Central Illinois, but he lives in New Orleans, travels around the country. He did an installation on North Avenue that I documented for like a month. He painted the whole space. If anyone saw it, you'd know it's pretty amazing. Kevin Koval brought his youth literacy program in there, and the kids read, they did like interpretive readings of the art to the artist. We documented that. So that's like the longest piece that we've ever created from a video standpoint. It's going to be like 4 or 5 minutes long. That'll be out maybe next week. So keep on the look for that. We did a profile on Nico Washington that's been over a year in the making. A profile on Martin Sky, who has an album coming out.
Yeah,
he's one of my good buddies. He was like my first real like close friend in the
doing
music scene.
Doing great work.
Here. Yeah. His album
super
is
nice awesome. Guy.
Amazing guy. Super nice guy. He has an album of he's quit rapping, which like caught a
but
lot
he's doing
off
the
guard.
Beats, right?
He's doing just production.
Right.
He's working with some cool artists. So he's got an album cover that I just shot for the cover for as well. But we're doing a lot of content, basically, trying to help artists with releases and more like around. Like Nico's show and Langston's show and Martin's album release, stuff that's kind of relevant at the time to just kind of help them in a different way than the tech does. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's helping us too, obviously. Like we love documenting this stuff, but it's good to get our name out there and just get in front of the people so that it is easier to talk about the tech.
Yeah. So I love how like the content really is kind of the calling card.
Totally.
Yeah. That's interesting because for some people like the content is the like start and finish.
Yeah.
And then other times it is like. Yeah, to start the dialogue, it's this, but scale back, we got all this going on.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm kind of like what we do on the video side is the catalyst for the tech. It's just the bridge for the conversation. It works well.
I love it.
Yeah.
So what can you tease? Like, you guys have, like, mentioned things coming up, but, like, what are you looking at before end of the year, or are you already looking at, like, beginning of 18? Like, Talk about what's next.
So we're trying to finish up our mobile app. That right. should be done any week now. From a technology side, the content is also going to have channels. So
nice.
We're going to partner with other people, organizations within the city that kind of have their own audience and their own lens that they look at culture and mm-hmm. creativity through, and kind of like host that all on our site. So it'll be more of a network than just
right.
our content. If we do that this year, that would be great.
But you have, these are big plans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make no small plans, right?
No small plans.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's not just a Chicago thing. Obviously, we want to like perfect everything here, but then it's all about kind of like going into the markets across the country and kind of really uncovering creativity as it's starting to like bubble up, not like the people that everybody knows, but like the people that are on the verge.
That's always the more interesting story, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we've done with this podcast. Like every once in a while we have somebody big from Chicago, like a Rise Against or Smashing Pumpkins or whoever, but it's like the other 99.9% of our content is like the up and coming, like
right.
behind the scenes. Cause it's like those people, they haven't told their story a lot yet and
right.
they have the best stories.
It's the most interesting. Exactly.
It is. Absolutely. Everything you guys are talking about sounds really exciting. I'd love to find some way to collaborate.
Definitely.
Like, you know, especially on like the back end, like the API tech stuff. Like,
yeah.
I love that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Let's see if we can do something cool, man.
Let's
but like,
now.
You guys are killing the game. Ear to Ground is where people can find it. Is it just ear, the number two, and grounds.com?
.tv.
.tv. Yeah. There you go.
.tv is all of the content stuff. If you go
right.
.io, that's all of the tech stuff.
I dig it, man.
Yeah.
I love it. Chris Lindsay, Evan Brown. Ear to Ground. Thank you guys for coming up. Thanks for hanging
Thank
out,
for
too.
Thanks for having us on, man.
I always appreciate the people who go last, because it's like you're sitting, not like sitting through, because the other interviews were really strong tonight,
so
but like...
Hard. Now Mike killed it.
Thank
yeah.
It was a good night, but like I always appreciate the people who go last, because I'm like, man, you really like, you showed up here, and you waited the time.
Definitely.
So
you
well, thank
to
you for having
the lights
us.
Were going to turn off in the
right.
middle of
our interview. Right, and the
we're
lights
all
being
about
on.
Mood.
Time that
all
perfectly.
About mood.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you guys so much for coming up, man.
Thank you for having
Thanks
us.
To everybody who watched us this week, and we have a huge week next week. We'll announce it very soon on Twitter. Thanks.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.